Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. A group of negotiators, including Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt, has reached a tentative deal to avoid another federal government shutdown. The agreement reportedly includes $1.4 billion for additional wall at the southern border. The agreement reportedly includes $1.4 billion for additional wall at the southern border and increases for advanced screening at border entry points. Meanwhile, Senator Blunt tells Missouri Net he has real concern about the president's plans to remove American troops from Syria and Afghanistan.
It's easier to stay in than it is to go back in if you're staying there has made a difference. And clearly, in Syria, Syria's in a much better place than it was.
In a Twitter post, Trump says the U.S. will soon control 100% of ISIS territory in Syria. A tentative settlement has been reached in the lawsuit filed against Missouri's imitation meat labeling law. The terms of the deal between the state and the ACLU, along with plant-based meat producers, reportedly are being worked out. The 2018 law says products that do not come from an actual cow, chicken, turkey, or another animal with 2 or 4 feet cannot be labeled and sold as meat. Legislation aimed at boosting workforce development in the Show Me State has been given initial approval by the Missouri House. Brian Howsworth has details on the Fast Track program.
The bipartisan bill was approved by a voice vote. Governor Mike Parson has asked lawmakers to approve $22 million for the program, which he says would allow Missourians to receive advanced training in high-demand areas. The Fast Track program would provide grants for Missourians to attend an approved Missouri post-secondary institution of their choice. We have more on the bill on MissouriNet.com. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
U.S. Senator Josh Hawley has been subpoenaed to allow a Democrat running for Missouri Attorney General to question Hawley about alleged open record law violations. Whether Hawley will challenge Elod Gross's effort is unknown. A Southwest Missouri daycare operator has been sentenced to 6 years in federal prison without parole for an adoption scheme. The 31-year-old Joplin woman took a client's baby girl to Arkansas with the intention of selling the infant for $1,500. And the Joplin Veterans Affairs Clinic is now open in Southwest Missouri.
The clinic is launching its operations this week and is expecting to help more than 7,000 veterans in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. The clinic will be offering primary care, mental health services, and support for homeless veterans. The new two-story building has 10 consultation rooms on the first floor for behavioral health services and rooms for group therapy. Bill Wise, Missouri Net.